On the South trade dimension of reform, I think it certainly the change in trade patterns, the increase in so-called South trade, has changed the dynamic in the WTO and in the multilateral trading system. We believe how that fits into reform, I don't know. There are questions of what kind of, for example, special and differential treatment you may want to have if your objective is trade with the United States. Well, I'm not sure where the U.S. is now. Is it still the largest economy or the second largest? I'll look to the other end of the table. But anyway, certainly our largest market. If you're thinking about trade with the United States versus trade with China, does that change your opinion on what special and differential treatment you might be looking for, knowing that if one developing country gets it, all developing countries potentially would get this, the special and differential treatment? So I think it's just, you know, we see it as a potential to change the perspective a little bit, but I can't say that I've seen any change in any perspectives, but it's something that we are somewhat aware of.